Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Benny King bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Kuska, K-U-S-T-K-A, founder and president of Fusion Factor, The Fusion Factor. That's the website too, right, Bob?
That is, thefusionfactor.com.
So check that out, and his book is called The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. Bob, we're talking about, how do you keep people on board? How do you get people on board? How do you get them trained and get them on board? And how do you pay them so they'll stay? We talked about the fact that people are typically don't stay because of money. Though they don't leave because of money, I should say. And oftentimes by the time they tell you they're leaving because they, for whatever reason, if you offer them more money, it's too late by then, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, Jim, many times when I'm called into a company, they say, we have a problem. We're losing people over here. We don't know why. Many times when I go in, I find that they're losing people because they've got a bad manager.
Right.
And they just don't know it. They're measuring their production. They're looking at their results of their sales or their deliveries or whatever. And people are saying, you know, this guy just does not treat us well here. So one of the things I tell my clients is always be assessing your workforce. You know, have a plan. It's not just about pay. It's about what you're providing. It's about did your benefit costs go up last year, and what does that mean in the out-of-pocket? What are your other forms of motivation? Do you treat people like their family and make them feel like they really want to be part of the Blasingame or the Kuska organization?
Well, you know, one of the things that's been interesting to me to observe about the marketplace is that more and more people, customers, are valuing their time more than their money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming down the socioeconomic ladder. So if you'll save people time, they'll pay you for saving them time.
In the
business they do with you, in the price they pay you for saving them time. So here's my question. Are employees likely to forego compensation in favor of being fulfilled at work?
Oh, absolutely.
That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
So absolutely.
So if you've got a company that can't pay, you can't compete with the big guys. You got to have a better environment than the big guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can't pay them not enough, and then have a toxic environment. They'll leave, won't they?
That's right. And Jim, I mentioned to you that I just finished reading a book called The Good Job Strategy.
Yeah, tell us the author.
In this book, this woman, who's a supply chain consultant.
Right. What's her name?
Her name is Zeynep Ton, T-O-N.
Okay, the book is called what?
The Good Job Strategy.
Okay, folks, he's recommending it. I'm going to, too. Go ahead.
And she basically debunks the theory that you have to pay low wages in certain sectors. So, for instance, in the retail sector, we say, well, you know what, we got to give our customer the cheapest price so we can only give low wages.
Right.
And she's picked out a number of companies, and I won't mention them on air because it would go too deeply, but what she says is if you empower your employees, you train them well, you keep them in their jobs for a long time, and you pay them well, you can actually have higher profits and better operating efficiencies in your organization. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
This is akin to what I've been telling people for a long time, and that is, I tell small business owners all the time, they don't charge enough for what they do, for their goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this all the time. And because what they think is they need to compete with the big boxes, and the truth is people aren't coming to see you for a big box experience. They're coming to see you for your experience, which is worth more. And if you charge more, you can earn more, and you can pay your people more and keep them longer. And it's a self-fulfilling cycle, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. And you know what? Instead of being one of the lemmings marching over the cliff and say, we got to do this, How can you do it different? For instance, one of the strategies she gives a particular retail. Most retailers carry like 20,000 SKUs in their on their floor space.
Right.
This retailer only carries 4,000.
Right.
But they've identified this is what our customer wants, and people go there in droves.
And they're not trying to be all things to all people.
That's right.
If you want all those other things, those other 20,000 things, go to Walmart.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, back in my day, Jim, Gillette made a mistake, and we got into disposable razors.
Yeah,
and we made low margins on disposables, and we made high margins on replacement cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt we needed to be there because other people went into it, and we had to change that philosophy over time. And by the way, our employees were what allowed us to change that philosophy back.
Mm-hmm. So think about this, folks. Your pricing strategy is not just a profitability strategy. It's an HR strategy. It's a people strategy.
Your HR strategy should be married to your business strategy.
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
Well said. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap things up here. Where can they find your book?
They can find my book on Amazon or at thehigherground.net.
All right, and that's the thefusionfactor.com is the website.
That's right.
All right. So, hey, Bob, good job today. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. Always great to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to have you here, too. Bob Kuska. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor. Put a .com on the end of that. And you'll find a lot of stuff there at his website on the higherground.net. Got to go for this hour? No, actually, for this half hour. I'll be back. We got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.